Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Office. I am Tom Diggs.
Atta baby.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder. What?
NFL country. Let's ride. NFL country.
Let's ride. Atta baby. Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
Otter, how are you today?
I am doing absolutely fantastic, Tony.
Awesome.
This is like actually the start of basically my entire year.
Yeah.
We're fucking in it,
fiscal
lab.
Calendar.
Yeah, we don't run fucking January or December. We run football season to non-football season.
No, and I was raised in a football family, Tony. I was born in it. My dad was coaching on sideline during a game. So I only know two seasons, football season and not football season. So let's go. Let's start a new season. Let's start a new year.
That's right.
For the family.
For the family. We will obviously talk first and foremost tonight, Bills-Rams. We will also do the late slate of NFL games on Sunday because we already did the early slate yesterday. We will do college football. We'll just preview maybe some of the bigger games there. How's the baseball slate treating you today? A lot of big favorites? How we feel?
Hey, it's tough finding anything. I got a couple tonight. I'll just throw out there at the end.
I have to apologize that I didn't lead off with this. RIP to the Queen, to you and your kin. And also, the EPL will probably be canceled this weekend.
Is it?
No, I think they'll do like moment of silence and it's kind of like
that's our English correspondent, Bruce.
So Arsenal at halftime, they did do a
today.
Today.
Yeah, Man U did it already against Real Sociedad in Europa.
I've seen a lot of people on Twitter tweeting that EPL might not play this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. That would be wild.
Because they do like a funeral and shut everything down. That actually kind of makes sense.
Shut it down.
Shut the whole city down.
We will see, though. So, obviously, tomorrow.
Bruce will let us know.
Huh?
Bruce will let us know.
I will keep
And, obviously, tomorrow is Picks Friday, so we get all your weekend picks for the EPL and all footy there. We give out all of our football picks and everything for the weekend there. Tomorrow on Picks Friday. Today, the number is 2.5. Bills are road favorites. Home puppies for the defending champion, Super Bowl champion, Los Angeles Rams. The total is 51.5. We've talked about it a lot this week. We think potentially, now I don't know if anyone's swayed away or not yet. There has been more steam to this, even though the public is on the Bills and the public is on the over. But the general one mismatch that can be potentially found in this game is Rams wide receivers versus Bills corners, not the secondary, not the safeties, but potentially the two young corners versus Cooper Kupp and Allen Robinson. And the trends are obviously always go to, or not always go to, but the trends are towards the Super Bowl champion at home and McVay at home week one. I'm going to be on the Rams. I'll take the points gladly.
I sent you that tweet, Tony. Like, all this steam kind of hems from when the stuff with Stafford's elbow came out.
Correct. Which now he says is completely fine.
Better than ever.
Better than last year at this time.
So, yeah, I'm with you. Super Bowl champs at home plus 2.5. And like what Whitworth said, like, this team right now is better than they were at this time last year.
Yeah.
Like, Bobby Wagner, dude, I've been fucking preaching it all week.
Yeah.
That guy is a difference maker. Not that Von Miller's not. Von Miller will get his, probably against that Rams O-line. But I just think Bobby Wagner makes the difference here.
The there's not a weakness on the Rams defense. Really at all. I mean, their secondary is good. Their linebackers are now good that they have Bobby Wagner. The D-line is obviously good. Their offense, their wide receivers are good. Their running game fucking stunk last year. I don't know if that's a worry or not. And their O-line when Noteboom comes in. And then the center, who Jay Glazer reported was the first NFL player to get COVID. I can't remember his name. He's the new center this year. But they've been with the Rams for a while. On the Bills' side, offense, nowhere on the offense is a worry. They haven't really had a great running game either.
No. Yeah, I mean, James Cook is a bit of an unknown here. They've been kind of keeping him under wraps.
Sure.
Like, if he comes in and, you know, looks just like Dalvin.
I'm truly excited to see how this game plays out.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if anything happened either way.
Obviously, a lot of people were on the over. I didn't want to strictly because I think both – now the offenses are really, really good. The defenses are fucking really, really good too. So I didn't want to take a side on the total here. Are any of you guys taking a side on the total?
Yeah, I'm taking the over. There's of 51.5. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm an overs guy. I love overs, and I love the NFL. These two offenses are awesome. I'm hoping for touchdowns. I root for touchdowns. Let's get overs.
Yeah, I don't bet totals because I need some kind of unit control guidelines in my life, but I would lean to the over. It just feels like one of those, you know, both teams in
what
the
did you just say?
Both teams in the 30s type of thing.
I literally don't bet totals unless I'm in like a tough spot on like a standalone, like
yeah.
I start scuffling a bit, I'll throw it an over or under on like a Monday night or
yeah, it just
like messes. This Monday is a spot where I might look at the total.
It messes with my head too because I'm so bad at math.
You mean like in game when you're
yeah, like in up? The moment, like oh, it's 28-35.
Like that bro, Broncos line's addition. Gotta be 8 by it is the time that addition. Thing starts, right?
It will. It absolutely will. Tonight,
I could go full Bruce on that. I think
what on Monday?
Yeah.
What's full Bruce?
Give me the Hawks plus the points.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were talking Max Eaton play.
No.
Well,
what did he say yesterday? Five-star play?
It was his five-star play.
Bit of a five-star.
Seahawks in the points is not a five-star play.
Bit of a five-star play for Bruce.
Bit of a five-star.
And you know, he's got unit management to worry about today.
Yeah. By the way, I'm on the Rams plus 3.5 minus 150. I think if you're cool with laying a little bit of juice, it could come in handy.
Man, I don't hate that at all.
I have a feeling we're going to see an awesome finish tonight, field goal game. So yeah, I'm buying that point.
I got no problem laying that at all. Right now at FanDuel, for all of week one, they are running the No Sweat campaign, the No Sweat promo. Basically, you have to go into the promos, opt in, and then your first bet after that is a No Sweat bet, meaning
any NFL game.
Yeah, any week. NFL game, sorry. It has to be minus 200 or worse odds for you. So minus 200, minus 150, even money or anything plus. You'll get your money back up to a certain amount. It depends on how much you bet on the site or whatever. Like mine specifically is I could do a $50 bet. If it doesn't hit, I get $50 in free bets back. And that is for any NFL week one bet. For those, we always recommend do a 10-leg parlay. Or, more specifically, tonight you could do Pat's first same game parlay of the year. The let's start hot same game parlay of the year, which is Rams money line. Okay, Cooper Kupp anytime touchdown score. Allen Robinson anytime touchdown score. Stafford over 225 passing yards and Allen over 225 passing yards. Those last two seem like they should peak. That's we're NFL quarterbacks here. Good NFL quarterbacks here. Should go over 225. Rams money line we like.
Still holding strong at 8-1.
Yes.
Jump on that while it's still there.
Do the math. If you put $50 on it, how much does it win?
I put 75. If $50 wins 400 and something.
Nope, just 400. It's 400 if it's plus
8. I told you, dude. I'm dyslexic.
Fucking great at math.
No, I'm dyslexic. That's why I love Excel.
Okay, I like that.
Dyslexic
I appreciate that.
Dyslexic means you can't read.
That's not what it means.
It's either or.
You see.
Like mental math, I am as bad as you could possibly be. Can't even do the tips.
Swear to God.
What kind of suit are you, dude?
Weird one, that's for sure.
Super weird. Props for tonight. Does anyone like any props for tonight? I was looking at the rushing unders. Maybe Singletary under 43.5. I may do that.
I was going to take Josh Allen anytime touchdown, but plus 160, that ain't doing it for me.
Ah, did it so for
here's,
me.
Here's an absolute flyer.
Okay.
Rams get to the goal line.
Okay.
Matthew Stafford sneak plus 1,000.
Wow. That is the Gumpy special.
Ooh, I like that. Wow. A little naked boot on the goal line or something.
That yeah. is the Gumpy special.
Do I love it with a banged up arm, fresh off surgery? No, but I feel like late in the game or some, maybe catch him off guard. They did do it a fair bit last year.
You know what? I am going to do one prop for tonight. I'm going to do the Devin Singletary under 43.5 rushing yards.
Wow. James Cook.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. there's a little Jimmy Cook. There's Singletary. There's the Rams have a very good rushing defense.
Aaron Donald, Bob Wagner.
Those guys are on it. So, yeah, I'll do the Singletary under 43.5 as mine. Mitt, I heard you fucking chiming in that something sparked your interest.
Yeah, I did take the Josh Allen anytime touchdown score at plus 160. I also took Cooper Kupp was at minus 138 for anytime touchdown. I took that. I really like that. I just don't see him not scoring. I took Stephon Diggs to score a touchdown. I also took Cam Akers over 41.5 yards. He was hurt for a good bit last year. He's good running back. Like, I just kind of think that the Rams, they ran the ball a shit ton 2 years ago. They got all their running backs hurt last year and had to throw the ball a lot. I could see them getting a little more into a balanced offense and Cam Akers getting at least over 40 yards.
Okay. Bruce, you looking at any?
I think my two notes are, so in the anytime touchdown market, I think that Dawson Knox and Gabe Davis are both probably more likely to score a touchdown than Stephon Diggs. Based on just last season.
Okay.
So I think that those are kind of mislabeled there with Stephon Diggs at plus 120 and then Gabe Davis at plus 160. So I guess give me Gabe Davis plus 160. And then my favorite prop tonight is Cooper Kupp longest reception over 26.5. Will there be a post route bet? Basically.
Excuse me, what?
Cooper Kupp over longest reception over 26.5 yards.
Okay. He could run over routes.
Those 5 stars.
Is that a 5-star?
No, the only 5-star is the Rams plus 3.5.
Okay.
All
right. I should have laid the juice on that one.
I'm hopping on.
I've taken the 2.5, but I got a ticket on fucking money line as well.
I like the Rams to win outright.
I should have laid the juice on that.
Yeah, I have. I am 100% jumping on that Cooper Kupp longest reception. I think that's a great bet. Thank you, Bruce.
Should have laid the juice on that.
Yeah. Just need a little bit.
Who says no on this money line parlay on Sunday?
Okay, we're going to Sunday. All right, let's do it.
4-teamer plus 220. Saints, Ravens, Niners, Colts.
You would think.
Who says no?
You would think.
Why do I have this feeling the Niners are going to get got?
I don't know. The Bears
have. I don't love George being out.
Yeah,
to start the year,
feels like he's definitely out. Which does suck. I mean that one. Obviously, the
Bears at home.
The trends were you for some reason about the Saints at Falcons division dog on the road. I mean those all
any of those teams losing
dude. Division dog on the road. Fucking at home. Texans, all those teams should win. Now the Colts haven't won a opener in like 7 years.
Matty Ice, dude, fucking astronaut.
They should.
Crazy. They lost by one with Philip Rivers to some. I think the Jaguars week one.
Yeah, what's his name at that interception? Yeah. Joe Dirt.
Hey, back to tonight a little bit. Have you seen that there's 2-by-1 bets in the NFL now?
Wait, what? What the fuck does that mean?
Both teams to complete their first pass attempt.
Ooh, I don't know about that. That's dangerous.
For this game tonight, it's minus 110, minus 110.
Wow. For this game tonight, I might I was a 3x1 sucker for the NBA. I mean, it hit hard at the beginning for sure. So I'm going to ride that. I like that.
Dude, yeah, there's trust the script.
So you know how, like, before, like, early in a few years ago in gambling, it was only the Super Bowl that had – you can bet 800 things on a game, though.
Oh, yeah. I was fucking – I was taking a deep dive this morning.
There is 800 ways that you could get down on the game tonight.
A lot of markets.
Dude, it's called FanDuel. More ways to win, dude.
Fucking more ways to win. There's game specials, all the quarters, all the totals, all the players, first half, drive results, fucking defensive props. It's fucking absurd.
Oh, talking about props, I did leave one out of the game, actually. For the Rams to lead at halftime, it was, I think, plus 110. Or it might be plus 100. I did take that, though.
Yeah, that reminded me. At around 7:45, I get a little overexcited and do a little Rams plus a half first quarter.
Okay.
Have some fun. I mean, a tie, you win. Why not us?
Right.
There's always the fun, each team to score a touchdown and a field goal in each half, which I like to fuck around with every once in a while.
Yeah, I do like
that. I feel like tonight is a game, one of those games that I might.
I will always bet a fucking quarterback touchdown.
Hey, why not?
Every game. I'll throw one of them for sure.
What's Josh Allen to score?
Only plus 160. That's why I didn't do it, because... You know, you can't have flyers that are under plus 200, Tony. We know the rules.
No, you'll get taken out back, dude.
Oh, geez.
What we're saying here is if we haven't mentioned something you like on here, there's a thousand ways to get down on this game tonight. And you can sweat-free if you wanted tonight at FanDuel Sportsbook. Let's go to the 4 o'clocks in NFL real quick. We'll just do a quick preview of some of those. Starting in Los Angeles again with the Chargers. Chargers, Raiders, J.C. Jackson's at, correct?
Yes, sir.
That's huge. 3.5 is the number. I love the number. I'm kind of playing the number here. And a little bit of, I think the Raiders match up well against the Chargers. I think I'm going to take the Raiders plus the 3.5 here.
Yeah, I definitely am, Tony. I love the Raiders. Been talking about it all fucking offseason.
Yeah. I feel like they came prepared to play this year.
I like McDaniels as a coach. Like, Devontae, I just, Chandler Jones and Crosby off the edge. I mean, you got Bosa and Mac on the other side, Jesus, and that Raiders O-line is concerning. The Raiders secondary is concerning. Yeah. But I'm just not as high on the Chargers as everybody else is.
I mean, this bothers me. The two of the bigger weaknesses is in the game.
Yeah.
Are the Raiders O-line and the Raiders secondary. But
this is the thing, man. Until the Chargers prove that they can do it, I can't believe it.
I also fucking, Staley will do something fucking weird.
They find a way, dude. They literally find the way to lose. They've been like that forever, man. Until they figure that out and switch that juju, I'm just not a believer yet.
Yeah, I am completely with you. It kind of feels like this is going to be Derek Carr's either put up or shut up year for the Raiders. Like, they put a shit ton of pieces around him. They went and got his best friend from college, like new coach, all that. So I mean, I like the Raiders plus 3.5. I'm gonna take it, but
I think
I don't know. I am really worried about Derek Carr. It's either he's gonna either have like an MVP type ish year, like really, really, really good. I shouldn't have said MVP, but or he's gonna struggle.
See, Derek Carr seems to show up against good teams. It's the ones that aren't. Like, he laid an egg against the Giants last year when I think
they were getting after
Glennon. Was it quarterback?
Yeah, Glennon was starting.
I do not believe that the Giants won a game with Glennon at quarterback. I think it was Danny Dimes there.
But it was later in the season. It wasn't early.
I think it was his last game or second last game.
I
could be wrong, but there's no way we won a game with Mike Glennon, dude.
Sky Cam might have, but I don't think so.
No way.
But, like, those are the games where Carr kind of, I don't know, like, he always plays well against the Chiefs. Like, the Raiders seem to get up against good teams.
Yeah. So that
even before McDaniels and before Adams and before Chandler Jones.
True. Yeah, my worry is, like, last year they had the giant underdog mindset with, like, Rich Bisaccia, and, like, they rallied behind that.
I think it's they still are, though, man. Everybody has them at last in this division.
Yeah, it's just going to depend on how that staff, like, goes about really gearing up their players. I mean, I know everybody loved Bisaccia, but I have heard good things coming out of just, like, beat writers and all that from McDaniels and, like, all of that. So I think it's going to be good. I'm high on the Raiders. Obviously, I have a bias there, but, like,
what's your dad saying?
My dad does not talk to me about,
like, I was gonna say, do right not now, say dude. Anything.
That's actually legit. My dad doesn't give me any insight on it. I won't ask it.
Giants are at the Titans. This is a game I don't want to fucking touch.
No fucking way.
Oh, really? I am loving the Tennessee Titans -5.
Oh, no.
At home, Derrick Henry's coming back. I just picked him in fantasy. I think he's going to get there, probably man. 200 yards, 3 fucking touchdowns.
Bro,
I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, I...
200 yards and 3 touchdowns, huh?
I'm obviously super, super duper biased, but I do like the Giants +5.5. I mean, Daves and Kafka should have the offense much improved. I'm excited for Wandell Robinson to get out there. It's really on Tannehill, and if he throws 3 interceptions, I think that we'll you know, be obviously in the game to get the cover and maybe the outright win in Nashville.
I am worried about the Titans.
Yeah, I'm going to need to see what they are this year.
Yeah, this is the survivor. Absolutely. This is how to lose your survivor pool.
I don't think 101 is I think there's enough other games that people
like they were. I didn't even think about putting them in that money line parlay because I just don't know.
Yeah. Correct.
Also, the Giants did get rid of their best defensive player, and
that's just not true.
Who did they? Who?
Blake Martinez is who he's saying, but Xavier McKinney is their best defensive player.
You were saying Blake Martinez was their...
He was the captain last year.
Bruce wearing the tarp all last year.
Yeah, I'm fucking Lenny.
Sad. What do I do with that thing?
Does Leonard Williams not play on that team anymore?
Leonard Williams is still on the squad, yeah, and is probably the PFF-rated best defensive player on the New York Giants. But Xavier McKinney's got the green dot this year, and in my opinion is a little bit better. Okay.
Chiefs are at the Cardinals. The line is 5.5 there. I don't want to touch this one either, no.
Oh, give me the fuck away.
No, thank you. There is a thought. No, I'm not saying
to take the Cards?
If I was going to take a side, I would take the Cards and the points just because Cliff and Kyler usually start fast.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If I took gun to my head, I'm taking the Cardinals +5.5 because of the fast Cliff and Kyler start the last 2 years, but I don't want to touch this.
I think
this.
You know more of – with the changes on the offense for Kansas City. Now, they're not a lot, but it's a big one. It's Tyreek Hill.
So I saw a stat. You know they said he was 8-1 without Tyreek?
Yeah.
But he only threw for more than one touchdown in one of those games.
The O-line is much improved, I believe. The
defense better, though? That's my question, too, with the Chiefs always. Remember the defense got fucking torched?
Well, they were terrible to start last year. I kind of think you know more of what you're going to get with the Cardinals to start, if that makes sense. Maybe.
We worry about the Cardinals without Chandler Jones, too?
Yeah, a little. I think that the Justin Reed from the Honey Badger era is kind of a positive change to just kind of like move on and fresh start.
I'm not taking this.
That's exactly what I was going to say with their scheme. I just feel like they have safeties now that can actually go back and cover. And I just don't think you're going to see those blown Sorensen and covers and like all that. Just the middle of the field wide fucking open.
He's gone.
Sorensen's on the Saints.
I don't know if he made the Saints roster, but that's where he went.
What a legend.
Packers are at the Vikes. Did you have some?
Yeah, just I'm going to wait, but if this steams up 6.5, buy it to 7.5, or just steams all the way up to 7.5 somehow, I will absolutely hammer the Cardinals, and I'll probably end up taking them if it stays at 5.5.
We will keep our eyes on that. Packers are in Minnesota. The line's 1.5. Don't fuck around with that. Just do money lines in this one. I have fallen into the Vikings trap one too many times in this game. This is a strictly Packers money line play until I see that the Vikings can beat them.
Yeah. I mean, this is the one.
Am I concerned?
If you told me to pick one game this weekend, Packers money line.
I could tell you what though. The wide receiver battery of Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, fucking
Alan Lazard.
Yeah, but I think Aaron Jones catches a lot of balls, and they'll just pound it. And their defense, dude.
I agree. I love the defense. I fucking love the running backs. I love the O-line. I'm just saying the wide receiver battery.
Unless Sammy Watkins throws it back.
Yeah, people have been saying that for like 8 years.
Bro, he was
in
Baltimore.
Remember in the Super Bowl when he just took over that game out of nowhere?
He did, actually.
He was in Baltimore. That offense does
so fucking good, dude. I can't believe it.
Like, it's not like he did nothing last year. He was in Baltimore, and then I think he got hurt. Like, I think that the Packers are for sure the play of the weekend at -116. Dude, they're -160 to win the division. Guess who else is in the fucking division?
Fair point.
It's one game. They can win one game. They're -116. They're -160 to win the division with the same fucking team in the division.
That's right, man.
Yeah. So all the underdog trends obviously say to go to the Vikings. Aaron Rodgers is kind of the human trend to fire. I'm going to keep an eye out for the old rerun, seen this Aaron Rodgers movie before, maybe a little halftime Packers live after they go down a little bit in the first half.
I'm on the Packers, but I will say Sammy Watkins hasn't had more than 50 catches since 2016. Okay. Let's not just blame it on the Ravens last year.
In the second half of the Super Bowl?
Huh?
I thought he had 50 in the second half of that Super Bowl.
Against Sherm, he did have a really good game there when it mattered.
He had 50 catches as the wide receiver 3. It's a lot.
Congrats to him for being wide receiver 3.
Who's wide receiver 1? He's not as good as Tyreek Hill and fucking Travis Kelce. It's kind of hard to be better than them.
Man, if you want to die on Sammy Watkins Hill,
hell yeah.
Feel free to take his overs.
Get that man.
No, I just don't think the Packers receivers are really worth the slander that they're getting. I think they're not that bad.
There is one thought here, and the 49ers safety or cornerback said it. And everybody knew when you needed a play, Aaron was going to Devontae.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying the Packers are better with Devontae Adams. That is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, if he spreads the ball around and these wide receivers just catch the ball, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Bucks Cowboys Sunday night, 2.5 home puppies for the Cowboys. How do you guys feel about this one?
Starting to worry about the Bucks here a little
Me
bit.
Me too.
I mean, everyone's
Tom Brady after dark.
Everyone's on the Cowboys.
Dial up some A-gap pressure.
Everyone in the gambling industry is on the Cowboys. I don't know if the public.
Ow!
I don't know if the public is. No, the public is still on the Bucks. But everything I've seen in gambling industry is all on the Cowboys.
When the sharps turn square.
And do you want me to tell you why, Tony?
I would love to hear why.
Because all the way until basically last year, there has been a Cowboys bias on these books, and they've just been basically getting screwed out of 2 points and almost probably 40 on the what's that called? You get it? They're like the Lakers. Now, everybody's turned heel on the Cowboys. They're starting to get great lines. They were 10-6 against the spread last year. They're going to go 10-7 against the spread last year, I think. They're going to go 11-7 against the spread this year. And they're for sure covering and for sure winning in Jerry World. Let's fucking go.
In case you're new to the show, just know that Mitt is a Cowboys fan.
Actually, where's the Cowboys fucking coat?
If this was
what
the same
that coat you got, Mitt?
It's fucking sick.
If this was the same Cowboys team as last year, I would take them in this game. In my head,
I think
though,
I'd still take the Bucks.
In my head, though, they're not in my head.
I mean, the defense got
better.
The defense got 1 year older. The good players on the defense got 1 year older.
Defense got 1 year older.
The offense, I mean, CeeDee Lamb got 1 year older.
Okay, cool.
Tony Pollard Gallup's hopefully gets more involved in the passing game.
Lyman's at.
The O-line's completely new.
You like the, I don't know. You like the Vander Esch is still your middle linebacker?
No, he's so fucking bad. Like, he's a special teamer, dude. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
Menace, dude.
So is Micah Parsons just playing end?
He plays.
He moves around. They move him around quite a bit.
Yeah, he plays like outside linebacker end, and then he plays like sub middle linebacker. He plays so many positions. Because
with the interior O line banged up for the Bucs, I'd be curious if they just kind of like lined him up as a true Mike and sent him A gap.
Well, he started out as the Mike last year, and then he ended up having to play D end because, and then they started just moving him.
Week one when Warren Sharp said he was the worst football player of all time.
Yeah. because he looked at the right key and then looked at the second key.
Oh man,
that was ridiculous.
Mitt, you have some NFL futures for us. I'll say I always
was that wait. All the 4 o'clock games.
Yeah, there's not a huge 4 o'clock slate. NFL futures. I always wait till I don't know, like week 12. Like last year. It might have even been later than that. I got Vrabel at like +400, got Burrow at +400 for comeback player of the year, coach of the year. I like to wait on these to see how the season plays out, but Mitt's got some for us that he wants to get out on there.
All right, these are Mitt's preseason, what would you call these, specials, I think is what the tab is under FanDuel.
Okay.
We'll start out AP Offensive Rookie of the Year, Jameson Williams. From the Detroit Lions. Let's go. Okay. We got Ezekiel Elliott, most rushing yards.
Okay.
That's +2,500. Carson Wentz, most interceptions, +3,500. Lamar Jackson is who I am taking as my MVP. Let's go. He's going to get paid, and then he's going to win the MVP at +2,000. We have Derrick Henry as my AP Offensive Player of the Year at +1,600. And then Jameis Winston, Comeback Player of the Year. This is the one. Comeback Player of the Year, Jameis Winston, 5-star play +600.
Yes.
For that one, I originally liked Michael Thomas. I don't know if they're going to steal votes from each other. Offensive Player of the Year, like Justin Jefferson. What was the other? You said Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, no, so, I said AP Offensive Rookie of the Year. Oh, no, I did say Rookie of the Year. Fuck.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it is the same.
There's no quarterbacks.
But Jameson Williams is at until like Thanksgiving, I think, was the original plan.
He's on the pup, so it's 4 weeks, I know.
I really wish I would have done
misses,
George Pickens.
If he only misses 4 weeks...
Yeah, I
would slow down on Georgie.
They said he's ahead of schedule, but the original schedule was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about that, I made that bet when we were making Lions bets, and I just wanted to make one.
Man, I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask you this. Just because I don't want you to lose money, and I'm just thinking here. If you have Derrick Henry winning Offensive Player of the Year, you don't think he's going to lead the league in rushing?
No, he is winning AP Offensive
Player of the Year.
Yeah, so I think he's going to lead the league in rushing, yeah.
But you bet Zeke to lead.
That's a value pick. Zeke's +2,500 to lead the league in rushing. I think Derrick Henry's the favorite.
Okay.
A lot.
Gotcha. All right, let's do a little college football. Some of the bigger games this weekend. We'll start.
Huh. What happened to that USC line? What is that?
I don't know.
The lowest or the highest I saw was 9.5, but I heard there was 10s out there maybe. Down to, is it 7.5 now?
It was 12.5 it opened.
I'll just tell you this. I bought a point. I made it 6.5. I might be a fucking mark here, but I took USC.
Yeah, I don't get it. Do people think Stanford's good?
I think, so the big thing here is USC Rice, the final score was a little misleading. I guess three of the first four drives, Rice drove for like 60, 75, and 75 yards. And on those drives, they had like tipped pick sixes. USC had three pick sixes in the game. So I guess it was a little misleading. People think that Stanford might be able to control the ball and keep it away a little bit. I don't know. I thought it got down. I got down to a number where it was too low, and I bought a point, and I took USC at 6.5.
Yeah, I'll sit and wait if that thing keeps going. I mean, I'm going to take it either way.
Bama, Texas, noon, game day. It's in Texas. 20.5 is the number. The worry here for me is that Texas was 102nd in defense last year.
Yep.
Are they going to get any stops? Is Texas going to get any stops?
They did look pretty physical against, you know, UL Monroe. Yeah. But tough to gauge physicality there. I did a bit of a deep dive here today. I'm leaning Alabama, laying the 20.5. The Texas offense actually looks a lot like Clemson's, where they kind of have the two back sets, yep, and they're running the ball a ton and running a ton.
Bijan's going to have to run for 200 if they have a chance.
Yeah, running a ton.
They're just going to stack the box, though.
Yeah,
exactly. So Alabama's going to do what they do against Clemson, stack the fucking box and say, hey, Quinn, beat us. I was basically looking to see if Quinn Ewers was Johnny Manziel on the film, and he didn't quite see that.
No, I didn't see it either. I am not in the business of betting against Bama until they play one of the big boys, and then I will, but not. I don't think Texas is one of the big boys yet.
No, I'm going to ride Bama.
South Carolina is at Arkansas. Interesting one here. Spencer Rattler looked in week one. They played Georgia State. They had two block kicks for touchdowns. Another little misleading final there. I was looking at taking South Carolina a little bit, but their rushing defense was, I want to say, like 100 and something last year, and Arkansas led the SEC in rushing last year. So that's a mismatch. Arkansas's defense did not look as good last week, though, after their two secondary players got hurt. Cincinnati started moving the ball, so I think I'm going to stay away from this one.
Yeah, I got nothing here, pal.
Big news out of Wake is that Sam Hartman's back. From his non-football injury. It was a blood clot. He just got cleared. They didn't think he was going to be back until potentially October, mid-October. So he's back now. This line went from 8.5 to 12.5 against Vandy. I'm going to need to see what Sammy does first game back before I take Wake.
Yeah, I don't hate Vandy here at this number.
Yeah, and last year it was Wake's had a terrible defense. And, well, Vandy was terrible on both sides of the ball. But I'm going to stay away there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Missouri's 7.5 at K-State.
Who'd Missouri play last week?
No one really. It wasn't anyone.
Louisiana.
Lafayette.
Oh, it was Louisiana Tech, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, Louisiana Tech.
Weren't you on that fucking game?
Yeah, I got crushed. Louisiana Tech was up 3-0 after the first and did cover 20.5.
I'm thinking about taking K-State here just because Missouri was so bad against the run last year. And if you know anything about K-State, fucking Deuce Vaughn and that running game is all that they're about. So I was potentially looking at K-State in this one. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'll ride with you on that K-State. That's the only one that's really popped out. And I do like that Deuce Vaughn kid. I think he's the shortest player in college football right now.
He's awesome. I'll buy the point, though, to 6.5.
Yeah, I was about to start looking at Mizzou plus 7.5 right before the show started, but didn't get to it.
Anyone want anything on the fucking Brainiac Bowl, Duke and Northwestern?
Oh,
there's a thought to take Duke, right?
There's a thought, but I'm not going to do it.
But Northwestern's defense looked pretty rough and tumble against Nebraska. It might be tough on the Blue Devils there. So this is a super hot under. Northwestern games at Northwestern, kind of an under factory. Again, I don't really do totals, but the under is a big play. I mean, this should be 44.5. It's at 58. Like, if you're ever going to take an under,
that's absurd.
That's the one.
That's absurd.
Over unders this week in college football are all fucking huge right now. I'm staying away from overs.
I might call it this all year. Here's my Old Dominion Monarchs play of the week, I think. UNC's going into Georgia State.
Yep.
7.5.
Nom, nom, nom.
Georgia State returns a bunch of guys.
17. You're on
Georgia State?
17 starters.
17 starters for Georgia State. They run the fuck out of the ball. We know UNC can't stop shit. Now,
sure, defense will figure it out.
Now, Georgia State's... if they had a weakness, it's their secondary, and North Carolina has thrown the ball. Drake May's thrown the ball well so far. But I may take you may see me on fucking riff Georgia State here.
This was the only game I was thinking about taking the over, and it's crazy because it's at 64.5 and it's juiced to the over.
Yeah.
But I still think UNC has that quarterback that can play as a freshman. They're going to put up points. Their defense stinks. And then Georgia State, you said their secondary stinks. I think Georgia State will put up some points too, and it'll be a good game. So yeah. I'm going to ride that probably.
UTSA's at Army.
Hell yeah.
A little bit of a worry here for UTSA is the emotion coming off of a 3 overtime game against Houston. Army was just at Coastal.
Roadrunners, money line. What's it at now? Still 1.5?
I believe it's 2.5. Yeah.
I'm looking. I'm probably going to end up taking UTSA.
They looked good last week. They were ahead, and then they just kind of fucking faded. Houston's quarterback really turned it on in the second half, though.
And we know it's all about triple option. We know it's all about defending the run. UTSA brought back 5 of their top 6 defenders. They didn't bring back a lot on the defense, but they did back tacklers. They did bring back that. So I'll probably take a look at the Roadrunners there. App State, Texas A&M. Anyone want to take App State plus the 18.5 in Texas A&M?
There's a thought.
Just because Texas A&M, I'm pretty sure I am on the under here. Just because I love Texas A&M defense, so I don't think App State's going to score a lot. But also, yeah. Texas A&M's quarterbacks haven't really been blowing people away. Now I just watched App State give up 61, so
bit of a letdown spot too. Even though they lost,
also Texas A&M could be looking ahead to a matchup against Miami next week.
Ooh, already practicing.
So
I might fake App State.
Some look
at. I might.
Tennessee is
never touching that. I'm never touching Appalachian State. Ever.
Tennessee is going to Pitt. 7.5, 6.5. What's the number right now? Actually, it's not on FanDuel right now, I don't think. So 6.5, 7.5's out there. I was going to take Tennessee.
Yeah, 4.5. This is way too high now.
I love Tennessee's offense, but I'm going to need to see what their defense does against someone other than Ball State before I completely trust them. And I am super, super down on Pitt's offense, but I'll see what they do against Tennessee.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Pitt Panthers. I'm going to buy it to 7.5 if you can.
If they can run it and keep it away, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, what are we talking about here? Home dog plus 7.5. Slobodan will be slinging it. Sign me up.
Okay. Washington State, Wisconsin.
What's Washington?
17, 16.5.
Oh, it's the Cougs. It's not the Huskies.
No, Washington State. The Cougs might sneak into my fucking bet slip here. I don't love Graham Mertz. They have only 3 people back on their defense for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Now, Jim Leonard's one of the best defense coordinators in the nation. I'm sure they'll get it figured out there. Washington State did this thing with their quarterback, Cameron Ward. The same thing that Western Kentucky did with Bailey Zappe last year. They brought in this dude who fucking threw for 50 touchdowns last year from Incarnate Word was where he was at.
Oh, Incarnate Word?
Brought him in and brought his head coach in to be OC. So it's kind of a similar situation last year to the Western Kentucky team. I'll probably stay away, but I'm not taking Wisconsin.
Yeah, I agree with you.
When you run the football as much as they do, it's so hard to cover 2 touchdowns in a field goal.
Isn't it?
It's just so hard.
And it's so hard. Is Graham Mertz ever going to be the guy that he was supposed to be is the question.
What was Graham Mertz supposed to be?
He was a 5-star.
Okay.
And then he threw for 5 or 6 touchdowns in his very first game. Yeah. And then he got COVID, was out for 21 days, and has stunk ever since.
Wow.
Houston's at Texas Tech. Another fucking tough one for Houston to start the year. Texas Tech's quarterback got hurt in week 1. He's out for a few weeks. Everything I read, though, it's not like he was that much better than the backup.
Might take Houston here.
Texas Tech is running the fun and gun again. I think I'm staying away, but Houston was my lean.
Yeah, I think I'll be on Houston. I liked what I saw last week.
Yeah, I mean they're a good football team.
Yeah.
So I told you earlier in the week, 42 is way too many points. I think it's down to 39. Iowa State, Iowa State.
39?
Iowa State loses. They lost Breece Hall. They lost Brock Purdy. They lost a ton of playmakers on defense. Iowa just scored zero touchdowns against South Dakota.
Seven.
I'm still on the under on this one. Number can't get low enough.
No, I'll be on Iowa money line for sure.
I will be on Iowa State plus the three.
Tie back in here, dude. Virginia and Illinois.
Yeah.
You want to bet in on Virginia's defense again this year or no?
I think so.
So they definitely have the better quarterback. Brennan Armstrong was really, really good last year. Had 40 total touchdowns. They were top 25 offense. They returned their top three wide receivers. The issue is they lost their entire O-line transferred out. So that's tough for Virginia, and their defense stunk. Illinois just lost to Indiana last week. They outgained Indiana. They turned the ball over. If they're going to keep being fucking sloppy with the football, I thought about the plus 4.5 for Virginia, but the O-line and the defense scares the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I'm probably going to take Illinois.
They all transferred together, like to
no the no no they just no they year. Just all that would have been sweet.
That would be sweet.
That would have been fucking sweet.
All five guys.
Let's that would have been fucking sweet.
Coaches will start throwing hands if you start doing that.
If you remember, and they did it before the bowl game last year. So
oh yeah, it was like a boycott.
Yeah, it was a real big thing.
We're last done year. Here.
Kansas, West Virginia, 13.5. Anyone on that one?
No, thank you.
Yeah, me either. Kentucky, Florida.
Wait. West Virginia's only minus 13.5 against Kansas.
Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay. Kentucky, Florida. Big one in the SEC.
Best fucking game.
So
this is a game you have to bet, it feels like.
I saw earlier today one of Kentucky's guys came back. Chris Rodriguez, the running back who is suspended, still has not come back or has not been cleared to play, apparently. Don't know yet if he's going to play this weekend. He is their bell cow, so they're without him. Obviously, they have Will Levis. They lost Wandale Robinson to the NFL. Worried about their offense, and Kentucky's defense only brings back five guys, too. I wanted to fade Florida here because I like fading teams off of huge wins like last week, but I don't know if this is the spot for it. I don't know if I want to do it here with Kentucky.
And if Florida's QB is a guy, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. It's kind of like, do you throw Richardson on the no fade list already?
What's it at? 4.5 still?
6.
What?
I believe
6?
5.5 is what it was. I think it's 6.
It was 4.5 last time I saw it.
Yeah. I would like to retract every statement that I made about Anthony Richardson.
It's 5.5.
Last week, I thought that he couldn't throw because they didn't have him throw last year. I don't think that's on me. I think that's on their coaching staff. He can throw the ball, and he can do some fucking cool-ass shit. I'm going to be betting Florida.
Well, they had Emory Jones last year as a quarterback who transferred to Arizona State. Arizona State is facing Oklahoma State. What is the line on that one? 11.5 is Arizona State at Oklahoma State. I don't know. To be honest, there's only 7 total returning starters on Arizona State. I don't know enough about this team. We watched Oklahoma State last week against Chippewas, right? Is that who they had?
Correct.
They scored.
Don't hate this number.
They fucking scored.
That they did.
I'm gonna stay away from this one.
I might lay it.
USC Stanford. Is that still coming down or not?
I think it's probably settled where it is.
You would think so.
Let's hope not. Keep that thing going.
Still 7.5, yeah.
The 4-point move and a half second of research, I might take the Stanford Cardinal.
Okay. They return. They return 10 starters on offense.
EJ Allen, I believe.
How many stars?
110th in offense last year, though. So,
but you know what they're
people
doing.
People do love their
taking the air out of the football.
People love their quarterback, Tanner McKee, 6'6". He's got a big arm, can make all the throws.
What did they do last week?
They played oh, who did they play? They played some very small school.
Yeah, some FCS opponent. But the running back, EJ Allen, I believe is his name, broke off an 87-yard touchdown. And once a Stanford running back starts going, look out.
Watch out. They're hard to stop.
Look out, pro style.
They played Colgate. They won 41-10 against Colgate.
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 Yeah, so.
Colgate.
The fighting toothpaste.
What a crazy.
I know. Colgate going, yeah, I know.
What is that matchup?
I don't know, but talking about a five-star play, these have, USC has a bunch of five stars. Let's go minus what? I'm going to try and buy a point and get it to 6.5, but minus 7.5.
I did.
Oh, you can already do that right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing that.
EJ Smith is the running back.
Fucking two awesome games in the late slate. This is a Saturday you're going to want to stay up for. Baylor, BYU.
Oh, yeah.
We know Baylor brings back our guy, Blake Shapen, who we fucking liked more. Top two running backs and top three wide receivers are gone, which is a concern. Four O-line starters return, which is good. Baylor's defense is normally good. BYU, they brought back fucking everyone. They brought 11 on D. They think they're going to be good there. Their two wide receivers are banged up after last week, though. Quarterback's back. I like both of these teams. I just, three in the hook. I think I might end up taking the Bears here.
Yeah, I love Baylor.
It's in BYU, though. What's up?
They got Gunnar Romney.
Yeah, he was banged up.
That's pretty cool.
Why? Because his name is Gunnar Romney?
Well, I would imagine it's Mitt Romney's kid. It's got to be.
Is it Mitt Romney's kid?
It's got to be, dude. Come on. Gunnar Romney? It's a lock.
I think Mitt Romney was the governor when I was born in Utah.
Yes, that is who we are referencing.
No, I think, obviously, that's who you're fucking referencing. I think he was the governor when I was born there, is what I was
saying. Yeah, their top two wide receivers. Let me see. Gunner. There's some worries there on if they're going to play or not. And if I'm going to take 3.5, minus 3.5 BYU, I'm going to want to know that they're healthy and playing. So I think Baylor might be my play there. And then the other good one, Oregon State, Fresno State, is going to be an awesome late night game too. That's a pick 'em. We know about Oregon State. They love to run the ball. Huh?
B.
The defense is much improved. We saw what they did to Boise last week. Now is Hank Hawkmeyer and Boise good anymore? I don't know. Fresno, though, Jeff Tedford, the head coach. Jake Haner, who flirted with going to UW this offseason, stayed. He threw 33 touchdowns last year, and seven other starters returned. So Fresno's going to be able to score. Love that game. I hate to do it to you, but I may lean Fresno. But I'll probably, I'll probably just watch that one. That's an enjoyable one.
Love the bees every time.
Those are the basically main games for Saturday. So we gave you some of that. Picks Friday, some of the lower level fucking teams are going to sneak their way into Picks Friday, though. Okay. baseball, what do you got in baseball today?
Not much.
Okay.
I just have. Yankees first five money line, Cortez back off the DL.
Okay.
I got the Marlins plus a half at the Phillies with Alcantara.
Okay.
And then I hate doing it, but I'm laying a half with the White Sox with Dylan Cease on the mound at Oakland.
Okay. I got nothing.
All right.
You know, I like the Yankees. Am I going to do it? I don't know.
What am I going to do?
But over.
I love the Yankees.
But over in Flushing, big spot for Caroline Garcia tonight. On the women's side at the U.S. Open, she's minus 155, I believe, right now. That's a big one tonight.
Awesome.
Oh, I don't have a baseball bet for tonight because I'm out of credits after that. Obviously, they're all in the NFL game. But. Shout out, Gump, first five, Seattle, and then White Sox coming home on the endgame money line. That was awesome.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Any footy tomorrow?
No, there's not much tomorrow. The only one I was looking at was Werder Bremen, but they're minus 170 money line. I'm not laying that with them.
Okay. All right, so tomorrow, Picks Friday, we'll go through all of our picks for this weekend's NFL Week 1, college football Week 2, baseball, footy. We'll do all of that. Don't forget, tonight there is the Let's Get Hot, Let's Start Hot parlay that's on FanDuel Sportsbook, as well as the No Sweat promotion. We will be back tomorrow for Picks Friday. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah!